Amen. Our first reading this morning is from the second chapter of the first book of Samuel. Join me now and listen to the word of our Lord. Samuel was ministering before the Lord, a boy wearing a linen ephod. His mother used to make him a little robe and take it to him each year when she went up with her husband to offer the yearly sacrifice. Then Eli would bless Elkanah and his wife, saying, "May the Lord repay you with children by this woman for the gift that she made to the Lord." And then they would return to their home. Now the boy Samuel continued to grow both in stature and in favor with the Lord and with the people. Friends, this is the word of our Lord. Thanks be to God.
Our second reading today is from the book of Luke, chapter 2, verses 41 to 52. If you want to read along, it's on page 59 of your pew Bible. But we're actually going to jump one verse ahead and start at verse 40. Listen for God speaking. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. Now every year his parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover, and when he was 12 years old, they went up as usual for the festival. When the festival was ended and they started to return, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but his parents did not know it. Assuming that he was in the group of travelers, they went a day's journey. Then they started to look for him among their relatives and friends. And when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem to search for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished, and his mother said to him, "Child, why have you treated us like this? Look, your father and I have been searching for you in great anxiety." He said to them, "Why were you searching for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he said to them. Then he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. His mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and in years and in divine human favor. This is the word of the Lord. As Bethany said just 2 days ago, we did celebrate the birth of Jesus, and in today's reading, he's already 12. It seems that time really does fly. This story from Luke is the only mention of Jesus' youth that made it into the scriptures. Most of us have seen the movie Home Alone, where a boy is mistakenly left home with his family, left home while his family heads to Paris. And many people think of that movie, that story, when we read this scripture at this time, the season of Christmas time. How in the world can you leave for a long trip and not know if your kids are with you? But it's very easy to see how Mary and Joseph didn't realize that Jesus was not with them. People traveled in caravans to and from Jerusalem. And while we helicopter parents may chastise Mary and Joseph for not checking to see that their son was with them, it really would not have been unusual in that time and that place to assume that he was just mixed in with the others. Scholars argue whether or not the 3 days counted travel time or not, but more to the point is the conversation between Mary and Jesus. Imagine how distraught Mary and Jesus would be. You think your child is safely with your friends and relatives, only to discover miles down the road that he is not with any of you. You find yourself in that place where you worry and worry until you know they're safe, so you can scold them. Upon finding that Jesus was in fact safe, Mary says to him, "Child, why have you treated us like this? Look, your father and I have been searching for you in great anxiety." Jesus' answer to Mary is pivotal. "Why were you searching for me? Did you not know that I must be in my Father's house?" But they did not understand what he said to them. The one thing we don't have in this story is tone of voice. We all know the saying, "It's not what you say, but how you say it." Was there one of those eye rolls that kids and myself are famous for? "Why were you searching for me?" It seems that Jesus acted impetuously, seemingly oblivious to the impact his actions had on others. And maybe it's true. After all, Jesus was only 12. His response is also full of self-absorption, so typical of adolescence. Adolescence, when we stop being defined as our parents' children and we start the struggle to find our own selves. This story is a peek into Jesus' childhood and our only up-close and personal view of Jesus as a boy, not a baby, as a child, not a Messiah. These first words that young Jesus utters immediately establish the unique intimacy of his relationship with God. There, in the midst of the holy temple, Jesus felt God's presence fully, and as a result, he felt completely at home. Today's scripture lesson shows us a developing Jesus with increasing awareness and growing self-knowledge. We often think of Jesus as either human or divine. And it's hard to wrap our heads around the fact that he was both human and divine at the same time. I personally would think that would have been hard for Jesus at times also. Today's story serves as a transition between Luke's infancy narratives and his account of the ministry of the mature Jesus. We hear no more about the infant or adolescent Jesus, but we do have some insight. I doubt Jesus rolled his eyes when he answered Mary. Scripture tells us that Jesus went back to Nazareth with Mary and Joseph and was obedient to them. Despite his knowledge of his relationship with his heavenly Father, he was a dutiful son to his earthly parents, or perhaps because of his relationship with his heavenly Father. Jesus already sensed his connection to God at 12 years of age. For Luke, the temple is Jesus' home, his Father's house. That says something about Jesus. But it also says something about Mary and Joseph. Mary and Joseph were devout Jews. They built their life around the practice of their faith, and this laid a strong foundation for Jesus as he grew. Thanks to them, Jesus' daily life was firmly rooted in the life and the faith of Israel. Jesus grew from his religious roots, not in spite of them. It was not just because he was God's son that he was so comfortable in the temple. He was a child rooted in faith. He knew the stories and the traditions and the laws, and he was therefore in a position to discuss them. It also says something about young people. Sometimes young people are more tuned into God than some of us who are older. Sometimes years and circumstances make it more difficult than it once was for us to accept the wondrous presence of God in our lives. You know, we can get crusty, and we can get rusty. We must always leave ourselves open to God. Your being here today matters. Your being here the week after that and the week after that, it matters. Learning the Bible stories and what they mean, it matters. Praying with our brothers and sisters, it matters. Cheryl McChrystal's comment made that clear. Building relationships with people in this church community, it matters. We cannot be the church if we aren't part of the church. We cannot reform if we are not being reformed. We cannot feel at home here unless we make this our home. I'm not talking about membership. I'm talking about committing one's life to God, involving God in all we say, in all we think, in all we do, living a life pleasing to God inside and outside these walls, knowing God intimately. Jesus was comfortable in the temple as a 12-year-old boy, not just because he was the Son of God, but because his faith was a part of his daily life. He knew what questions he had, and he knew what truths he believed. And this didn't happen on just one night in a stable. He grew in his understanding. Verse 40 tells us that Jesus was filled with wisdom. Verse 52 tells us he increased in wisdom as he grew. Jesus knew of his special relationship with God the Father, but he had to grow into it. The daily practices of following his faith rooted him and helped him in the days to come, help he would surely need. So yes, even Jesus had a faith that grew, and so can we. But we have to invest ourselves in it, just like Jesus had to. So where does it leave us today as we prepare to turn the page and start 2016? It's just around the corner. Does it leave us with lists of New Year's resolutions? I sincerely hope not. Maybe instead of making lists of unattainable and often very selfish goals, perhaps we could do a spiritual inventory. See what fits, what doesn't, or shouldn't. Resentment, old wounds, selfishness, and narrow-mindedness, they can be really tight and uncomfortable, constricting even. Grown out of it? Compassion, generosity, justice, and love, they always fit a little loose, with enough wiggle room for more. Growing into it? Jesus had to grow out of a young boy and into the Messiah. Mary had to grow out of being a typical mother, protecting him, and into sharing him with the world. So my challenge this week is for us to ask ourselves, what do I need to grow out of that hinders my faith journey? And what shall I grow into to bring me closer to God? Amen.